As I was saying, just before we heard that song, one of the biggest events of the year in the life of Brentwood is happening later, the annual Strawberry Fair, this year branded as Strawberries and Queen, which I think, it took me a bit of thinking about this, a queen is a sort of a play on the word cream, which, I don't know, I'm not too sure about that. But anyway, Strawberries and Cream, Queen is what they are calling it in celebration of Her Majesty's 90th birthday. As ever, there is a packed schedule of entertainment lined up, all held together in the big tent by Phoenix FM, including my guests this morning who are stuck in the middle. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Tell us a little bit more about yourselves in just a moment, and what you do as a band, because I'm very keen to find out how you came together and what it is you do. But just briefly introduce yourselves first.
I'm Julian May.
And what do you do with the band?
I play acoustic guitar and sing.
Okay.
And I'm John Greaves. Greavesy. No.
John, you have to get nice and close into that.
Okay. Moment. I'm John Greaves, and I play the acoustic guitar and sing too.
Hi, I'm Angela Gardner, and I sing and I play percussion.
Brilliant stuff. I think best thing to do is to find out what you sound like.
Dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you want to get a cool drink of water, you gotta dig a little deeper in the well. Dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well.
My daddy used to tell me, don't be fooled by what you see. If you want to get to the heart of things, you gotta look way down deep. Second place don't get it, son, when it's gotta come to first. When it's gotta work, then you take a drink that leaves you with a thirst.
Dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper.
There's a mighty river flowing where the water's cool and sweet. Don't be fooled by a muddy stream, be careful where you drink. This life is what you make it, sometimes to live in hell. If you want to find that promised land, dig a little deeper in the well.
The water, you gotta dig a little deeper in the well. Dig a little deeper in the well, boys. Dig a little deeper in the well. If you wanna get cool, drink of water, you gotta dig a little deeper in the well. You gotta dig a little deeper in the well. You gotta dig a little deeper in the well.
That is absolutely fantastic. Dig a little deeper. By Stuck in the Middle, my guest this morning. John, do you want to tell us a little bit about that song? Who did that one originally?
It was the Oak Ridge Boys, wasn't it? Something that Julian introduced us to. He, I'd never heard the song before. It sounds like we're a sort of a country band, which we actually, I would say we're not so much. We just do a bit of country, do a bit, little bit of everything. But we like that because it's got a good three-piece harmony going in it, and that's what we like to try and
right achieve. Okay, tell us about yourselves individually, because you both go back musically before the band Stuck in the Middle.
All three of us do.
Julian, what's your background?
Well, way back in 1975 I had a four-piece band of with my brothers called Formation. Mm-hmm. We're now known as the Mays today, although we're in a sabbatical year having celebrated our 40th anniversary last year. Worked with Rick Christian, who's a folk singer from Malden. And more recently, I've been going out and about wearing a pink jacket and singing with Rich Clifford and the Young Ones. So there you have it.
Angela.
Yes, well, I was a member of, or I still am a member of a local amateur dramatics, and that's where I was found by John, who decided that he'd like to do, would like me to do some singing with him.
And what were you doing before Stuck in the Middle, John?
I've always been a soloist because I was one of those people that when I was in bands way back in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, they either chucked me out or they would split up and then reform without me. And so I decided to go it alone and had the wonderful experience of the bands then coming back to me when my ideas actually did work and saying, do you want to rejoin? And me saying, well, actually, no, I don't think I'll bother. And I was out as Greavesy for about, well, nearly 30 years. But then I've teamed up with Angela as a Dengie duo. And then we looked at Julian, and Julian's always been on. He's been there as long as I've been alive, I think. And so we brought Julian, well, Julian brought us into it. I think we just all just kind of teamed up, didn't we? And next thing, Stuck in the Middle was born.
So where is it you're based? You're based in Burnham-on-Crouch, is that right?
Around that area, yeah. Southminster.
Nice part of the
Angela,
county.
Yeah.
So Stuck in the Middle has been together for how long now?
Only a couple of years, isn't it? Well, not even that.
It's about 2 years. About right. 2 years. One of the beauties
sort of... accident, really, wasn't it? Sorry, yes.
It's an accident? No, I don't think it was... Well, I can understand what John means. You know, it kind of happens and you realise that the harmonies hopefully work nice. And with acoustic guitar work, of course, it makes it a little easier to do a whole load of repertoire. In a
exactly.
band, you may have a strict set list, but with this band...
Because we can't play anything else anyway, so...
we can. We love entertaining audiences. That's the main key to it.
Yeah,
I have to say that that song we just heard there, Dig a Little Deeper, that really sort of so feel-good and sort of getting you going and moving and you
it's
can't
got a great message
that.
To it as well, actually.
But Angela, Julian was saying that you're not a country band as such. What sort of... Do you have a particular style of music?
Not really. We just look fun, really. We try and, obviously, if you're entertaining, you want to try and keep it fun. And that's what we're all about, fun, I think. We get on really well together, always laughing and joking, and that helps.
And
we try to portray that, yeah.
That comes across to the audience, I'm sure. So it's all covers that you do?
Yes. Well, although John and Julian obviously do write. However, we do tend to do a lot of covers, yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Look, let's hear another song now. We're going to hear Mr. Sandman, which was done originally, Julian, by...
I think John will know better than me.
John?
Oh, the Cordettes, I think, were the first that I know of. But then there was all sorts of... It was on Back to the Future. It's not really one in our regular repertoire. We just like the harmonies in it. So we thought, let's have a crack at it and see what we can come
up
with.
Well, let's hear your take on it. This is Stuck in the Middle and Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover, and tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone, don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, bum, bum. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, bum, bum. Give her the word that I'm not a rover. Bum, bum. Then tell her that her lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Bum, 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 bum. Don't have nobody to call my own. Bum, 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 bum. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream. Boom, 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 boom. Give them a pair of eyes that come hither glee.
is Mr. Sandman. They're sounding absolutely great. If you're enjoying what you're hearing this morning, do make your way over to Shenfield Common this afternoon, because Stuck in the Middle, the guys behind that song, are going to be performing live at Strawberries and Queen. Back with them in just a moment.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM, it is just gone 20 to 11 on Strawberries and Queen Day. Is that right? I'm having to think about that. Strawberry Fair is so much easier. It's Strawberry Fair, calling it this year Strawberries and Queen, just for one year, one day, because Her Majesty was 90 about 2 months ago, I think. But apparently she has two birthdays, and so they are going to jump on the bandwagon with that. Anyway, I'm getting on my soapbox a little bit, aren't I? Chatting this morning with one of the acts performing this afternoon, Stuck in the Middle. They are a three-piece band from the dingy Southminster Morden sort of area. You guys are involved with radio yourselves, I understand.
All three of us. Me and Angela have a show on Saint FM.
You can't mention Saint FM.
Didn't mean to, but we yes, we have a show on another radio station. That
we'll allow that. We'll allow that. Yes, Saint FM doing great work actually down in your part of the world.
It's not too bad.
So good stuff. But it's the music and your band Stuck in the Middle that we're talking about this morning, because you are going to be performing this afternoon at that thing, that fair, whatever it's called, on Shenfield Common a little bit later on. Julian, we've heard some of the music you do, and as Angela was saying, you don't really sort of fit into any particular box other than sort of just general feel-good, entertaining, happy-sounding songs. What sort of performances do you do? You're obviously doing the fair this afternoon. Do you do it? Is it things like that you're doing mainly, or are you doing weddings or pubs? What sort of gigs do you play?
Well, the answer to that is with this acoustic trio, it has given us diversity. We can be playing for care for the elderly, afternoon fates, much like the one we're doing now, big festivals. We're at a point where we're pushing pubs and clubs, and we're also thinking of things way out of our comfort zone just now, which are some plans in the making. But it does give us that diversity.
Wembley.
And as Angela said earlier...
Sorry.
Wembley. As Angela said earlier, it's all about thinking about entertaining the public, because those are the people who put in a working week, and they need a lift at the end of the week, don't they, most of the time?
Well, I always like the idea of the feel-good songs, the ones that make people... That's what always sold me as a soloist, was the fact that I used to just chuck any... loads of these sort of good old sing-along songs in at the end and just get everyone up and going, and that's what seems to work good. You specialise a lot in that.
Absolutely. I've just had a text in from Ian, actually, who's listening this morning, and he's thoroughly enjoying your music. He said that he really enjoyed Stuck in the Middle, that first song that we played. And Mr. Sandman, we've got some information here, was a number 11 hit in 1954 for the Cordettes. I think
that's
you mentioned that,
yeah.
Julian.
That's right.
And Dickie Valentine had another top 10 version as well. So there you go.
Nice,
so you are
yes.
in very good company. Amazing how songs so old can still sound really good.
They had me believing that they wrote it between them.
I mean, I'm so young.
It's just...
Angela, we've shattered all your dreams. Look, I think we've got time maybe, certainly for one, maybe another couple of songs. Going to play this brilliant Tina Turner classic now, River Deep, Mountain High. What was the background to that? Whose idea was it to do that one?
It was... Well, Angela wanted to give it a go, and so I just threw it down onto the desk, and we've got a little recording device, 24 track, and said, well, you know, just do it.
Is that where you do these recordings? Because they sound like professional studio recordings.
No, I've just got a little... I'm actually rubbish. I'm good at learning what I need to know, but you put me on a computer, if it's not something I know about, then I need to know about, I'm no good whatsoever. But I bought this Tascam thing, and it's got 24... that you can actually knock it up to 32 tracks if you... read the instruction manual and understand it, but I can get 24 tracks out of it, and then it's just the creativity side of it. That's what I can do. We're all good at that. It's not just me.
Well, you've done a great job with that. It's absolutely amazing what you can do these days.
Dedicate this one to Ian.
This one was recorded in my kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen. Angela Kitchen Studios.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't quite know what to say to that. I'm going to be listening out now for kettles boiling and saucepans clanging
and
things.
In the middle, yeah.
But anyway, let's give it a listen now. This is Stuck in the Middle and River Deep, Mountain High.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll, but only now my love has grown. And it gets stronger every way, and it gets deeper every day. When you were a young boy, did you have a puppy that always followed you around? Well, I'm gonna be as faithful as that puppy. No, I'll never let you down. 'Cause it gets
love that song. Who doesn't love that song? Well, what a brilliant version. That is Stuck in the Middle with River Deep, Mountain High. Going to be chatting a little bit more to the guys in just a moment. But before we do that, Bob Simpson, he of 1-2-3 fame, has popped into the studio. Very busy man this morning, today. Hello, Bob.
Hello. How are you? You're looking very dapper today. Very kind.
You're looking very corporative, I might say, in your Phoenix
so
FM t-shirt, your Phoenix colours there.
Yes, and the special hat, of course.
The special hat, yeah. My goodness, that is a special hat. If you want to see why Bob's hat is special, make your way to Shenfield Common this afternoon, not just for Stuck in the Middle, but for Phoenix FM as well, because we're manning the main stage, aren't
Indeed.
We?
Indeed, myself as we and Tony do. Smith will be seeing the proceedings through. And as you know, as you've probably said, although I've been too busy to listen to you today, I'm afraid, we've got such an array of great
bands. Just fade him out there, I think.
We've got great array of great bands and performers, including some band called Stuck in the Middle. I've never heard of them before, but I hear they're really
very good.
But first of all, I want to dispel any
I want a signed photo of them, actually, I think. Yeah. Do you think
I want to dispel any nasty rumours that it's going to rain today, because I've got
rain? Who mentioned
no,
rain?
No, I've got some inside information. It's absolutely beautiful out there at the moment. Yeah. And there's just a very light, wispy covering of cloud, which stops it getting too hot and what have you. It's going to be a perfect day.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Queen on stilts. Now, I don't think it will be the Queen on stilts. It will be a Queen on stilts. And also the Best Dressed King or Queen competition. Now, apparently people are going to turn up dressed as kings and queens, and we're going to have a competition and find out who's the winner.
Ooh.
And if you haven't prepared for that, you can actually go through to the... Oh, hang on, I'm trying to find my notes now. The Brentwood Theatre's stall, they've got a dressing up box there, and you can dress up as a king or queen there.
And which will you be dressing up as?
I haven't decided yet. I shall see which way the wind blows.
And who else have we got performing this afternoon?
Right, we've got Daisy Benson, who's a singer. She'll be singing at 1 o'clock. We've got some karate, Kazen Kai karate demonstration at 1:15. And then at 1:30, a band I'm very much looking forward to. It's a ukulele band, and I love ukulele bands, and I haven't heard these. They are called Home Guard.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'm hoping they're going to be dressed up in their dad's army costumes, but I don't know yet. And, of course, Birds of Prey. We're going to have... Well, thank you very much, Alan. Now, we've got the Eden Falconry as well. They'll be, I don't know what they're doing, but they'll put on a display, obviously, with Birds of Prey. Essex Dance Theatre, the Year One Doddinghurst Infant School, we're going to do a maypole dance in the arena, so that should be really nice. And we're also hoping for an appearance from Tinkerbell this afternoon. That's the Lily Pops Parties. There's the Big Sing Community Choir and Havering Music Makers. And there's just loads, too much to mention, going on. There's Punch and Judy going on. There's a soft play area, bouncy castles, a big wheel. I might be doing some reporting later from the top of the big wheel, or from the bar.
A big wheel as well?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That would be great views.
Well, indeed.
Because that Shenfield Common is actually one of the highest parts of the borough anyway, isn't it? So on top of that, big wheel.
So I'll take me beer and me strawberries and cream.
Absolutely.
Cream.
And not forgetting your fantastic hat as well.
Well, indeed. Indeed. And Tony Smith.
And Tony Smith.
Yeah,
who?
Yeah, we're identical twins, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Tony and Bob going to be there holding it all together as always. The sun is going to shine. It's going to be an absolutely brilliant afternoon. Do make your way to Shenfield Common. Parking's not always easy, is it? Just park in the town centre, I guess, if you have to.
That's the best thing, and stroll around, yeah.
And just wander around and have a great time. Bob, thanks so much for popping
in.
Thanks,
Alan.
And we'll see you again soon.
All right, see you later, Stuck in the Middle.
And let's get back just very briefly. Time is getting the better of us, but I'm going to try and stick on one more song in just a moment. But before you make your way up to Shenfield Common yourselves, guys, just tell us quickly about your plans for the future. You've got an album on the way, is that right, John?
Well, we've got our first Stuck in the Middle album coming out. We've all recorded before, but this is the first time the three of us have collaborated on an album, and that'll be coming out hopefully in the very near future.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too long. The working title we have for this album's called Picture This.
Picture This?
Picture
This. Yes.
Because sounds like Blondie.
Yeah, we were thinking
that.
That's
what I thought when Julian's first mentioned it.
Yeah.
But we thought, well, that's...
We did the photo shoot yesterday, so...
And it was a picture of this. So we thought, well, that's a good thing.
A picture of this?
Yes.
Not a picture of that?
No, just this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's fair enough. Look, we do need to leave it there. Thank you so much for popping in this morning. Very best of luck with what you do. Just quickly, website, Facebook?
Facebook page, Stuck in the Middle. You can find all our gigs, up and coming gigs, on that. We don't actually have a website up and running just yet, do we?
Not yet.
Of course, if you'd like to purchase our new album, feel free to go on
You can go on and pre-order it. You could always request any information if you wrote to John, J-O-N Greaves, J-O-N-G-R-E-A-V-E-S at live.co.uk.
Fabulous. That's absolutely fantastic. Alan, and remind us, Julian, what time you're on this afternoon?
We're going to be with the first act on, and we're on at 12:15 this afternoon.
Right.
Alan, can we thank you for having us in? We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's very, very kind of you. Julian, John, and Angela, thank you all so much. Who's just quickly going to introduce this this last song? John.
Well, I will just say this is one that Angela specialises in. I mean, it gets the crowd going. It's a good old song. It used to actually originated from Russia, this song, and people will think, well, what's that? It's a Russian song written in the late 1800s that was finally translated into English in the late 50s and then went to number one in 1968 with Mary Hopkins.
Now you've said Mary Hopkins, that has given it away.
Yeah, we actually put our own Russian take on it with the old Russian sing-along Cossack singers
in the
background.
Hear it. Stuck in the middle, brilliant Mary Hopkins song originally. Those were the days.